The August 5th regular meeting of the Rio del City Council began with good news for local residents. The state curtailment order that resulted in mandatory water rationing in Rio del has been lifted for the time being, even though the Eel River flow continues to drop. The council voted to downgrade the local emergency status to Stage 2, which allows for limited outside water usage and eliminates the 50 gallons per day per person restriction. The residents are asked to continue their overall reduction in water usage, but it is no longer mandatory. Watering lawns and gardens is now allowed before 10 a.m. or after 6 p.m. on an even-odd schedule, which means even house addresses can water on Tuesdays and Thursdays, while odd addresses can water on Wednesdays and Fridays. The water flow on the Eel River at Scotia was at 38 cubic feet per second as of August 8th and expected to drop farther as the drought continues. The city must find another source of water for its residents. The council meeting then included a presentation from the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District regarding the 60 million gallons of water per day that the district has available since the closure of the pulp mills. If the district does not find another use or other customers for the water, then they are at risk of losing the water rights in 2029 when their permit is due to be renewed. The district has been looking at multiple solutions, including local aquaculture and other industrial users, as well as pipelines to move the water to other locations. A recent feasibility study done regarding possible pipeline alternatives looked at routes north to the Klamath or Trinity River drainage, south to Mendocino and Sonoma County, and east to federal or state water projects. Local communities were surveyed for their interest in receiving the water, but only Rio del expressed any interest within Humboldt County. A southern route that would include Rio del and other small towns following the Highway 101 corridor or the North Coast Rail's right-of-way was determined to be the most unreliable of all the routes studied due to the unstable geology through the Eel River Valley. An alternate southern route would extend from Fickle Hill Road to Neyland Road and eventually wind up in southern Humboldt to serve Mendocino and communities farther south. This route would be longer than the eastern route studied and circumvent Rio del and southern Humboldt County. A northern route to the Trinity River at Hoopa or the Klamath River downstream of Wichipec was studied as well. This pipeline would be the shortest of the studied alternatives, and there is a strong need for water in the upper Klamath Basin. However, the customer base available may not be big enough to pay for the water, and the approval process through federal and tribal land would be difficult. It is also not known if approval could be given for putting Mad River water into the Trinity or Klamath Rivers. Eastern routes that would take the water along the Highway 36 corridor to either the State Water Project on the Sacramento River or the Federal Water Project at Clara Ingle Lake and other Bay Area agencies was also studied. The route could utilize the old City of Eureka water main right-of-way, eventually connecting with an existing PG&E right-of-way to Shasta County. The two routes selected for further study were the eastern route to the State Water Project at Platina and the southern alignment to Neyland around to Mendocino County and areas further south. Neither route would be able to benefit Rio del or southern Humboldt County communities. The City Council reiterated the local water emergency and lack of a water source other than the Eel River, which is at historic low flow levels. They asked if the Water District could contact other local communities again to see if they now have any interest in receiving the water, since the drought situation has gotten worse since they were originally pulled. Rio del needs to explore state and federal funding for water projects that has been made available to communities suffering from the drought. A final decision by the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District will not be made for a while, and further studies would be needed. The council then received a staff report showing the progress of the building inspection and plan check services over the last 5 months since the termination of its contract with Kemp Inspection Service. The City of Fortuna has been providing services temporarily until Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell can become certified to perform the duties in-house. The prior agreement with Kemp Inspection paid out 80% of all building and plan check fees paid to the city, in addition to an hourly rate, and it would have included payment for his professional insurance. The staff report showed that the city has saved over $6,300 in salary and retained over $12,700 in fees to the city. totaling $19,174 in savings to the residents of Rio Dell in the first 5 months alone. Video of the meeting, as well as the corresponding documentation and staff reports in the council packet, is available at theriodelltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio Dell City Council will be Tuesday, August 19th at 6:30 p.m. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.